Melinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Dream Hunter. Written by Elizabeth Knox and read by Edwina Wren. To my son, Jack Barrowman. Prologue, 1905. On a late winter night, the aisle of the temple lay quiet, streets empty and shimmering. The moon was at the top of the sky, and the dew had set as frost on copper roofs, iron railings and window glass. But the roof of the Rainbow Opera was clear of frost, and lit from without by tall gas beacons that rose, a crown of flame from the coping around its dome. Inside the Dream Palace, all was silent. Its central pit was illuminated by low nightlights, and by a mix of moonlight and the unsteady gas jets shining through stained glass. The Rainbow Opera seemed deserted, but behind the doors that lined the four tiers of its balconies were bedchambers, all occupied, and all with their padded doors shut fast. Each bedchamber was at an equal distance from a dais that rose in the centre of the pit, a platform upholstered in white silk, the dreamer's bed. It had been a hard winter, the kind that kills the old, the ill and unlucky infants, and at the opera that night, the great dream hunter Ziga Haim was performing his most famous dream, Convalescent One.